USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He used to represent lots of high-profile clients, including porn star Stormy Daniels. Now, attorney Michael Avenatti needs a lawyer for himself. Avenatti under arrest in New York after the U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna in L.A. and the U.S. Attorney in New York City, Jeff Berman, filed federal charges against him.
Avenatti's conduct had nothing to do with zealous advocacy for a client or any other kind of legitimate legal work.
Now, the charges include bank and wire fraud and extortion. Avenatti accused of trying to extort $20 million from sneaker giant Nike.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100%. The way it should have been.
President Trump at the White House reacting to being cleared in Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
We can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
President Trump meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, the two united on the issues and looking united as both dressed in dark suits with white shirts and red ties. President Trump acknowledging the rocket attacks.
Our prayers are with our friends in Israel as they carry out an incredible way of life in the face of great terror. The United States recognizes Israel's absolute right to defend itself.
Netanyahu leaving Washington early because of the rocket attacks on Israel being fired by Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. And gas prices going up.
Dan McTagg of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
We've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific from this time last week. We're heading towards the potential, towards Memorial Day perhaps, of as much as $3 a gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA News for your health right now. Some health organizations calling for a crackdown on sugary drinks. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Two major health organizations are now calling for taxes to be placed on sugary drinks. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Heart Association, citing the effects of too much sugar on obesity and other health problems like heart disease and diabetes. The groups are calling for more beverages like milk and water on kids' menus and in vending machines, and they want to see less soda at hospitals. They're also putting out a call for lawmakers to not only impose taxes on the beverages, but to restrict advertising for sugary drinks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To the White House, where President Trump welcomes the hockey champions. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump is honoring the Washington Capitals at the White House, the 2018 National Hockey League champions.
Today we welcome to the White House the 2018 Stanley Cup champions, the Washington Capitals, and it's really a special team, and they have a special owner, a man who's been a great success over his lifetime.
The president believes the team has a good chance to repeat again as NHL champions. Worth noting, the captain of the Washington Capitals, Alex Ovechkin, who was born in Moscow, Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.